We try to. There's negotiating tactics, and you're working 20 different things at a time.
We're all going through something.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Goo back, raring to go.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, same to you. We're talking 49ers. They play the Eagles on Sunday, 1:30. Oh, boy. Sunday's going to be a
few. We should get together.
Well, I'm busy. So, I've already got my Sunday planned.
Okay, I got
it. I'm golfing at 7:30.
All right.
I'll be done at noon.
Yep.
We got 49ers at 1:30 and Warriors at 5 against the Hawks.
So, you are available to watch the game?
No. I'm busy. See,
you're busy watching games that we're all going to watch.
That's correct.
But we could watch them together.
Where?
I was offering your crib, but I had a chance to get there New Year's Eve.
I told you this a million times. I don't have a good spot in the house.
Evan, is that true? I've been to his crib.
That's false. There are plenty of places in Steiny's house you can watch the game together.
Right. Yeah, but that's my point. Is like, if I'm going to have people over, I'd like to have six people over. I don't want me and two guys sitting on my couch in the family room.
How many inches you working with in the living room?
Yeah, that's my point.
Phrasing. Yeah.
If I get you, if you come, then if I want one other guy, he's going to have to be under 6 feet.
But I need the TV at least 70, 75 inches.
I don't know what ours is. It's good.
It's good enough. Hey, Stein, we'll get to sports, but I got to share something with you.
All right.
Well, you already know with the listeners. And the Johnson's been dealing with this for a little while, but I just, the beginning of the show says, don't tell me to pray and you don't tell me what for. So I'm just one of those guys that wears his heart on his sleeve. And we got a lot of great people I work with, not just coworkers, but family. And a lot of the listeners who are friends and care about you, me, Evan, and the rest of the gang. But a little while back here, I was so excited to share with you my son, Donovan, and his girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, Sienna, were expecting twins, Donnie. And, you know, I was excited. And the love that I got from the listeners was incredible. And from you all just brought a tear to my eye. And, you know, with what I'm about to say, I feel like I owe it to the listeners, and it makes me just, you know, heal. But I got to hold my grandmother's granddaughter, Stani. They were twins, but they didn't make it. So, you know, obviously Sienna and Donovan lost their daughters, and you know, I lost my granddaughters and the chance to be a granddad. And it just puts life in perspective. But the reason I put that out there is they are going through a hard time. We all are. The Frenchwoods, shout out to the Frenchwood family, you know, Sienna's mother and father. And we're all just trying to, you know, heal everybody. And I think the reason I wanted to say this to the listeners about what happened and what's transpired is the more power of prayer, there is, you know, power in that. So I just wanted to give that update, Stani. And when I came in here alluding to what's been going on, I mean, it's devastation city. But at the end of the day, we're trying to heal, man. And I wanted to give that update. I got to hold them in my arms, but unfortunately, they didn't make it. And the Johnsons and Frenchwoods trying to put it together and be strong for both Sienna and my son, Donovan. And I put that out there just so the listeners that love and have love for me and us could pray for them, too. So, again, what do I say, Stani? Tomorrow's not always promised, man. Yeah. So just enjoy yourself. And maximize, you know, your friendships or whatever you got going on, because you never know what's in store. But I had to get that out, and you've been there for me, Evan, and everybody here for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I'm so sorry for that loss, losses. And, you know, I've told you before, we kind of knew in here, you know, for the last week or two.
Right.
And, you know, we have a lot of fun when you're not here, and, you know, it's good-natured ribbing.
Right.
And, you know, we stayed away from that because we knew, but you know, yeah, you had told people what had happened, and so we appreciate you sharing that. Because it was, I'll just share with you what happened that day.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me that, like, life is so crazy. So, you know, you told us what had happened with your granddaughters, and, you know, it was staggering. I mean, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine. Probably one of the lowest moments of your family's life, of your life. And then virtually an hour later, we got the news that Evan was going to broadcast the Warriors game.
Right.
It was his debut. He was making his, it was, you know,
what he's
worked a lifetime for. It was the pinnacle of his professional career, which will be surpassed at some point. But for now, that's what it is. And I was just like, God, Guru's probably having the worst day of his life. And you know, it's on a day when Evan is probably celebrating, you know, an accomplishment that he should be incredibly proud of. And, you know,
you
do say tomorrow's not promised, and I make a joke of it, but you're absolutely right. And I'm just so sorry for your loss. Yep. And
just trying to heal daily, man.
Yeah, you just, you know that you need anything, you got a couple guys in here who will
and it's kind
I
of,
told you, if Norm needs rides anywhere, yeah, and you're having sacks,
you said,
you know, whatever.
And I got to shout out one guy. The reason Evan got the chance to do a lifelong dream to do the Warrior game was Tim Roy was having the birth of his, I hate to go here, but I'm real, having the birth of his granddaughter. And I see him at the Christmas game, Steiny, and he goes, "How you doing, Goo?" And Mr. Motormouth, I got emotional and had to share with him. And he knew where I was coming from, but just the other end of spread, you know, death, and then you got life. So you just try to stay strong, and that's what we're doing for the kids, man, because they were hurt, Steiny, but they are crushed too.
Yeah, and Mike Mack on the YouTube chat paying $10 to, you know, says he's very, very sorry for your loss.
And all the love from the people in the chat, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
I had to get that off, so I'm right.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. The Niners. It feels weird, but I got, you know.
I wasn't going to come over anyway. if you're off anyway, just to let the people know.
You know what?
I wasn't coming over.
Thank you so much for kind of breaking the ice there.
I like watching alone the playoff games, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I need to hear my commentating, and I need to just be by myself. Yeah.
You know what? Saturday, I watched the Niners all by myself, and Buddy was like, "Let's go watch it out at a bar." And I'm like, "You know what? I'd rather just sit here with my laptop, take a bunch of notes."
Yeah. Did you have a problem with the uniforms? Let's talk about that. Go ahead. I'll say this. Shasky, we talked, but what about the nostalgia of Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Fred Dean, all those guys? Why are you, and they didn't do it. But you do that against Arizona. You do that against the Panthers. You don't play around. Like, maybe you get on that fumble if you got the red with the tan pants on, Steiny. That wasn't the Niners to me.
Some
people are like, "What are you talking about?" But the threads matter.
Yeah, I love the 49ers classics. I mean, they are absolutely phenomenal.
Where the throwback, Steiny? All blue. Who was that?
I mean, but that's
Spider-Man.
Hey. Another opportunity to sell new merchandise is really what we're talking about.
Yeah.
How do you decide? I don't even know. I think I heard one time that the uniforms you're wearing on a given day, that's predetermined before the season starts.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
they didn't know what was going to be at stake. But you got to scratch it.
I mean, maybe they thought a lot might be at stake, because it could be a game that was flexed and very meaningful. Like, I'm sure they wanted to unveil them in front of the biggest audience that would see them, right? But no, I mean, just
show me a big game at the Stick and Levi's where the Niners didn't have. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
No doubt.
And they got tradition. I heard Shasky this morning. He said it perfectly. When you're the Yankees or Cowboys and Niners, teams like that, you don't mess with stuff.
Well, I just think...
I thought you got too cute.
When I get, you know, when I get in front of the TV at 1:30, like, I'm prepared to see, I can envision the Eagles versus the Niners. I don't know what uniforms they're wearing. You probably do. But it's just like, I want to see classic Eagles uniforms versus classic Niners uniforms. I don't know. Whatever, the Eagles got to be in their green something or other and white something or other. Niners got to be in that.
I got you.
One of their iconic uniforms.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, I, to me, it, it, you know, it just kind of looked like not gimmicky, yeah, but just where everybody's, yeah, kind of leaning these days, yeah, with the uniforms and with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
not why they lost, but yeah.
I'm out.
Well,
they are 0-1.
Yes.
I don't think they come back. The black ones.
Oh.
Or do you wear a week one or two?
I wonder if it depends on the receipts. You know, how many they sold, and they just run it back or throw them away.
Like, Evan, would that make you, of your favorite, go out and buy one?
Well, I didn't like them, so no. But I did see a lot of the lot of fans wearing the black uniforms. Mm. So clearly, a lot of people enjoyed them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they got a lot of people bought them.
That's like the Warriors playing Game 7 at home in the finals, and they wear the brown joints.
No, I'd be like a Super Bowl if they would have broken them out in a Super Bowl. Right? Well, this is just a regular season game. It's just the last one.
But I used Warriors, so it was Game 7 of the finals. Could you imagine them at home wearing the brown joints?
Yeah.
You better wear your traditionals.
And I was just saying, yeah, that would be like the Niners breaking these out.
Okay, right. Okay.
After they made the Super Bowl. I couldn't see it. I got one simple question for Niner fans. And there's a reason I'm asking. So, I know you think he doesn't exist, but my guy Harry.
Oh, he's got to be a fat rat right now.
Oh, he is. He's a,
so
he's
the hell
a,
with Harry.
He's a mouth right now. Told you. And I said, you know what, Harry? The 49ers won 6 games last year. They won 12 games in the regular season. They lost their 2 best defensive players. Purdy missed half the year. Whether it matters or not, they played without Ayuk, and I get it, all that stuff. I'm like, they were 12-5. I'm like, why can't you enjoy 12-5? They overachieved, and now they go into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. He got back to me, and he said, overachieved? Question mark?
Well, this is what, go ahead. You got to finish it off, because
he's like, they didn't overachieve. They beat, like, he was on the schedule all year. He was on the schedule all year. But
they did beat Seattle and the Rams on that schedule, Harry.
Right.
And get to this position,
right,
along with the layups.
Let me just tell you how he watches games. He watches games and says, okay, we beat Seattle in the opening game. Could have lost. That doesn't mean they did lose.
I got you.
It doesn't mean they did lose, but yes, that's a win, but okay. Like, that matters to him. Like, if the game was in the balance, like, for example, when the 49ers played the Cardinals, right? Marvin Harrison dropped the ball, or he could have gotten into this and that and the other.
They did everything.
And, you know, we come in and, like, hey, Niners did what they had to do, and he says, you know, basically he thinks the 49ers were gifted 4 games this year. Basically the same 4 games they lost last year under the same circumstances, but this year they won them. And he's just like, yeah, that's fool's gold, fool's gold. And I'm thinking, well, okay, wait a minute. Like, before the season started, fully healthy, I had them winning 10 games, even with that schedule, because there were a lot of question marks on the defense. And so they played 6 games, and then they lost their 2 guys. But what I'd seen from the first 6 games was, you know what, they still could be fine with this schedule. And I said, I'm not coming off 10 wins. And other, you know, you were like, maybe I'll drop it 1 or 2. And I was right, like, okay. But my point is, they ended up with 12. Like 12. So a very small group of 49er fans, and trust me, I pay attention, you know, very few people had them going 12-5. Some did, but very few. So now you're 12-5.
So I love this, and I know Harry's. I know a bunch of them. But I will say this, don't dance on their grave yet, because Harry, if somehow they go to Philly and knock off Philly, everything that you've done goes down the drain
to me.
Because that is the part of it to where you talk about, what word am I looking for, Stani? Style wins or style? I mean, that man, now the spread's only 3. I could hear Harry say, well, it was only 3. But no, they beat Philly. I mean, man, that 12 thing and the exercise you just did there, I get it. But man, they still got action.
Hell yeah, they do.
But how sobering was that for that high-powered? Now, do you got a problem with me calling it high-powered?
Who's?
Their offense going in. They were just so hot. But I'm hairy in a sense. But, Steiny, I was like, no way Seattle doing it the way that they did.
You know, this is what Steiny, I mean.
That was an A-plus effort on from the jump.
Right.
Three and out. Then, we didn't score. Place going loud. I heard Bonte and Shatsky said it was the loudest they heard it. Levi's. Then they come down and get a touchdown anyway. To be, you know what? We'll get it. Okay, we messed up there. It was, but they only scored 13. Is what I want somebody to sit down and tell me how that happened.
Well, to me, like, this is why it was less shocking and more understandable, because we always say these things coming into a game. Like, I'll tell you what, Seattle's defense is no joke. Seattle and Houston, they got the best defenses in football. When Philly's out, the defense, you know. And then, like, this is where I just look at things. Okay, and I'm not making fun. If you're telling me that Trent Williams is one of the most best left tackles in the history of football, and he's not playing.
Seattle didn't have their left tackle, but he ain't Trent Williams, but go ahead.
Okay, and who's your number one? You went into that game. Who was your number one wide receiver?
It was supposed to be Pearson.
Who was it?
Jawan Jennings.
Thank you. Like, why would
but
you?
But Jawan might call right now. Like, Steiny, why you? I don't
because
know how you
because you can't
it.
Get deep.
Okay.
Do you think?
Who's that on?
It's on.
It's bigger than a Jawan to me. That's why the IU thing comes into play.
Well, that's
what
fair.
He was supposed to be.
That's fair, but
stretch the D.
It's fair to criticize the 49ers for no Ayuk, but we knew he wasn't playing against the Seahawks for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
So we knew we weren't gonna play with him. Now we don't have Pearsall.
But Kyle had no answers, man.
I mean, and this is where it's like maybe he had no answers because Jawan Jennings is not a one.
I got you.
He's not a one.
But Kittle was out there.
Okay, and what happened?
They knew where he was going to be at all times.
You know what probably happened? You know what probably happened? And I'm going to go back and look at the All-22. They probably were like, Kyle Juszczyk's on the field, we don't have. He's like Draymond Green.
Oh, man.
Kyle Juszczyk's like Draymond Green. You don't have to guard him.
Yeah.
And so you come into a game and you're like, you got to cut off the head of the snake. Christian McCaffrey. They did that. And then apparently their secondary is so good, Jawan Jennings didn't scare him.
Yeah, hello.
Like they clearly had no fear that a 49er receiver could get behind him.
No.
So
that was that's how a game looks when a defense thinks that way to me. And I'll take it one step further. In a game like this, a division game with all that on the line, I think about the Super Bowl where McCaffrey fumbled. Yeah, it was one play. Did it decide the game? You just never know how many chances and opportunities you're going to have. But you're going to laugh at this. This is a stretch. Both of you will, you and Evan. My one sport regret is the Warriors losing the 2016 Game 7 Finals and not being able to come back with that team to prove that they could win and you didn't need Durant. Steiny, you score there. You're down when McCaffrey dropped. You can't tell me people aren't going to pucker up on Seattle's side. They made the play. But that's one play in a game like that. The way that it was going, you just can't afford to just say, yeah, that was one play. That was a killer.
Okay, so they score.
But you said the ball got tipped. It's nobody. McCaffrey, you got to catch that.
Okay, so they score. They go in.
Now it's 13-10. Okay. The place is going bonkers.
Right.
I wanted to see Darnold face those ghosts.
Okay, so
and maybe he would have passed.
Okay, so after McCaffrey dropped the ball, where did Seattle get the ball?
All right, the 5-2-3-yard line.
Right, and what did they do then? What did they do then?
Drove down. Stop.
They held the ball for 8 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, like that's what I mean. I mean, don't
see. Now I'm not talking about another chance. My point was, now you got 8 minutes of a drive where you know you got momentum.
Defense would have risen to the occasion.
I guess.
They haven't stopped.
Evan, I'm reaching.
They never stopped.
The place would have went. You were there. It would have went bonkers.
You know, yeah, instead people got up and started leaving.
That's what I'm and maybe mentally, no, Snotty, you're right. They drove down, but you can't tell me that since now it's game on.
Yes.
And I'm thinking momentum, of Eminem and his song, Hands Get Sweaty. You go, you know what I mean?
You're right. Like, no, you're right.
But Seattle,
the momentum might have changed if something happened that didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they asked Mike Tomlin after Baltimore missed a field goal, what happened if he would have made it? He goes, Sunday night game where Baltimore had the field goal.
Go ahead.
And they asked Tomlin, what would have happened had they made the kick? Obviously, he knows he's saying we would have lost. He goes, if my aunt would have had my uncle's body parts, he would be my uncle. Left it at that. So I guess you woulda, coulda, shoulda.
What'd you think of the big Kenneth Walker run on 3rd and 17?
It was something I hadn't seen. I felt like they were ready to punt. But what I want to tell you is I think that was a football god saying, this is a microcosm of what you are without Bosa, what you are without Warner, what you've been, and you're about, that was a killer.
Yeah, it's,
and it. No. And I got to be careful, Sonny.
Why?
It wasn't a special play, and that's what made it work. It's like, he's going to get it.
You know that Aikman said apparently they'd run the same play the week before in a 3rd and 14 or 15 and got it. The same play.
That's incredible.
Somebody,
now that was the Panthers.
Where are the scouts?
Troy's so great.
Who had the advanced scouting report on that one?
Yeah. Now I got to ask, you just said it. Did you watch that game with Dana or somewhere where you were in the crib? The Niners Seattle?
No. As I said, I watched the game at home by myself. My buddy asked me if I wanted to go to a bar, I said, no, I want to stay at home and watch the game. I got a couple things here. What'd you think of, are you surprised Wallow got on the field? The guy who face-masked.
They had dudes. I was like,
that's right. They had dudes you've never heard of.
Right. Like, what's going on here?
And we wonder why they moved the ball.
We understand. And Bethune, but Stoney, at this point, it could be you, me, or Evan at middle linebacker. Like, that's how the attrition's got them.
Yeah, I mean.
Can they pull this off?
What?
Beating Philly,
maybe.
Who hasn't looked like themselves, but Philly might be like, oh, it's playoffs. Let's go.
Maybe. And Philly might just be better.
You think Saleh gets a job? Let's talk about that. Does he get an interview? Who did we on? Yeah, said, you know what? He needs to wait in line.
I don't want to be a jerk, but they have the Rooney rule. So,
well, you're right there.
I don't know if he will or not. I do know this, whether you think he's a good head coach or not, he's clearly a damn good defensive coordinator.
Right.
So, you know, if he leaves, I wish him the best of luck, but I'm more concerned with then what would happen to this defense without Robert Saleh. So, I don't know. One thing I do is I absolutely give the Niners a crack at this.
Oh, that I do.
Like, I could see.
You only lost by 10.
I could see Philly kind of buckling.
Because they got
if things
issues.
Don't go right.
This is going to tell us if they're real. Or are they going to be Philly from last year that dominated Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should have lost to the Rams.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I was under the impression that as a 49er fan, if you are one, or me as an observer, I thought the 49ers, yeah, I'll use it, overachieved. I get their schedule was not very difficult, but 12 wins is 12 wins. And I think people are forgetting this was a 6-win team last year by whatever measure. And I think we've all got to acknowledge they did get hit by injury. So, you know, you really want to make it official that they overachieved. Go beat Philly. You beat Philly.
Oh, my God.
And then
that was back on.
Then I think we got a year to talk about. If they can't beat Philly, we're going to talk about a flame out or things catching up with the 49ers. All right. What's 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.